Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
From the frozen tundra to your airwaves, it's time for 9 to noon.
John Kuhn and touchdown Packers.
The ultimate midday hangout for Packers talk, Wisconsin sports, and everything in between. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Underneath Kuhn for the touchdown.
A Green Bay legend.
Look at John Kuhn run for the first down and keep it going. Moving the pile all the way to the 6-yard line.
And Lambeau's favorite fullback, John Kuhn. He's bringing the heat, the humor, and just the right amount of chaos. Rami Makhlouf. Together, they're breaking it all down, debating every angle, and having a little fun while doing it. This is 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Haven't competed against them for the last 6 years. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards as the season ends here. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Bears head coach Ben Johnson at his introductory press conference, hour two of 9 to noon. There is John Kuhn. Rami Makhlouf also with you. Brandon Snide along for the ride. We'll get back to you, the Nooner, at 414-677-1250 in just a little bit. But joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. You can catch him afternoons on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. He's the Spiegel half of that. Matt Spiegel. Spiegs, how are you this morning, my man?
Rami, I am great. John Kuhn, nice to talk to you. And there's Ben Johnson pandering to the fan base with tremendous skill and grace. And you know who he's really pandering to right there is George McCaskey, the man who's in charge of the Bears. Nobody hates the Packers, or at least hates losing to the Packers, more than George McCaskey.
What was your reaction when you heard that, though? Because he's not the first. Like, we heard Ryan Poles say, we're going to take the North and never give it back. I think Lovie Smith had a quote at his introductory press conference that was bulletin board material for years to come. Like, people have come and gone from that Bears organization and have said things similar to what we heard there from Ben Johnson. Was there a part of you that was just like a little bit, it was a little bit cringy, and you're tired of hearing that and you want to actually see it out on a football field at this point, Speaks?
To be honest, not at all.
Really?
I loved hearing it, but you got to understand the package that it came in. Ben Johnson has proven it as an offensive coordinator and play designer and leader of offensive units. By then, I had done my research and talked to a lot of people, and I was an early advocate of him as a person and as a leader. That's the stuff we didn't know for sure about Ben Johnson, you know, and we'd been through Matt Nagy and things like that. We now know that Ben Johnson, first of all, schematically, is so much smarter and more diverse than Matt Nagy, who was a one-trick pony trying to run Andy Reid's stuff and could not adjust when the personnel made it clear he needed to adjust. Ben Johnson's already done that. Plenty, and we can get into some of that if you want. But as a person and as a leader, Ben Johnson is really confident, a little bit arrogant, He's incredibly transparent and communicative. His press conferences have been like a revelation in this town. This town has not had a strong, confident football personality like Ben Johnson at head coach since Mike Ditka. It's amazing. And it's so when he said it, it was just another indication of his belief in himself, which he has backed up in full so far, obviously with the Bears at 9-3 off to this incredible start.
All right, Matt, I'm going to follow up a question with one that I heard yesterday and saying everything sounds honky-dory right now in Chicagoland, but what dysfunction do we not know about north of the border, and why is it Caleb Williams and his ability to be accurate passing the football?
Yeah, I really loved that exchange with you yesterday on our show, John, because like, there's a thing that I coined decades ago, out-of-town stupid. And even between Chicago and Green Bay, right, Chicago-Milwaukee, you guys know some more stuff, and we know some more stuff. I don't think there's much dysfunction. What there is a young quarterback who can't do everything Ben wants a quarterback to do yet. He just can't. He's not accurate down the field. He is sometimes inaccurate on some of the simple crossing patterns and the deep ins that are the money plays, especially in play action in Ben Johnson's offense. But he's gotten better at a lot of stuff. The ask of Caleb Williams has been massive, and it includes a maturity ask where he's kind of being broken down by some real hard, honest coaching from Ben Johnson and being built back up. And it's been such a fascinating process to watch. If there is dysfunction, I don't think there is dysfunction. I think what there is a young quarterback who is not a generational talent ready to go. It's obvious that Drake May is ahead of him, that Bo Nix is ahead of him, that Jaden Daniels is ahead of him in his own draft class. But he's so talented that if he can get the other stuff down, his ceiling is still incredibly high. He's gotten a lot of the other stuff down, but we're not seeing the full package. And if there's dysfunction, frankly, it's in the fan base and some of the hosts as we try and talk honestly about Caleb. And some of the fan base doesn't really want to hear it because they want to just believe that we got a guy. And if you look at the national media, they might say, oh, Caleb's the guy. We don't know yet. We don't know yet. It's been a really fascinating process. He's maturing. He's getting better. But he is not a really good quarterback in full yet. We hope it gets there.
You know, Matt, some of the knock on Caleb coming out was his maturity and his emotion that you saw clearly when he was playing in college and some of the things that he has done and said afterwards. And I was curious when Ben Johnson said after this past game that we are winning in spite of our passing game, how that would be taken by Caleb Williams. Any impression to you? How do you think Caleb Williams took that?
I think Caleb has taken the honesty and the hard coaching really, really well. And frankly, I admire him for it because he's 24. And at 24, I was arrogant as all hell. You couldn't tell me nothing, you know? and I wasn't, you know, I wasn't a guy who made, you know, multiple millions in college and lived in a penthouse on my own away from the team through the magic of NIL, you know? It's like, and I wasn't an anointed number one pick and all of that. I think he's taken the hard coaching really well because Ben is mixing it. You know, I always think of this, guys. Mark DeRosa once described what you need to be in a baseball manager as this: having the courage to tell somebody the truth and not then get punched in the face. You know, like Ben tells Caleb the truth, but he also gives him some love. And the very next day, he came back and said, look, I want to be clear. Caleb's doing a great job managing the game. I'm very pleased with him. Like, he gave him some praise. And we know that's what's happening privately. Transparency and honesty and demanding accountability, but also mixing some praise in when it's warranted. And it's working. Caleb's busting his ass. So I think he took it pretty well. And I think he's been telling the truth to the public and to Caleb privately.
Talking with Matt Spiegel of our sister station 670 The Score down in Chicago, getting you ready for Packers and Bears this weekend. Spiegs, I want to go back to what you said a second ago. You know me. You know I'm a Bears fan, born and raised in Chicago. You said there is no dysfunction there Dysfunction has been such a fixture at Halas Hall. I mean, they just won the biggest game of the season on Black Friday against the Eagles. And if you go just 1 year back on Black Friday, the Bears let their head coach hold his morning day after press conference and then fired him 2 hours later. Like, that was the picture of dysfunction. Are you saying Ben Johnson has ridded Halas Hall of all dysfunction, or you just don't think it's at, like, the coach-player level, but maybe there's still a little bit more work to do above that?
Well, that's a great question. I think that Kevin Warren convinced the McCaskies to hire a head coach for this much money and this much power. And that's what was new. And I've been calling for it, whether it was Jim Harbaugh, you know, whatever candidate it might have been, letting the head coach be the godhead philosophically of everything you're doing in the organization has not been something they have allowed since Ditka. And that is by design. And that is no longer the case. Ryan Poles is doing what Ben Johnson thinks should be done for the most part. Isn't Brian Gutekunst fitting Matt LaFleur's vision of the offense? Isn't he going to draft people that fit into what LaFleur wants to do? That's what Ryan Poles' mandate is. And this coaching staff is elite. I mean, Dennis Allen is a brilliant defensive coordinator, struggled as a head coach, but that's not the gig. And Ben has hired just incredible coaches, and they're letting him run the show. They're letting him dictate. I mean, Ryan Poles doesn't even comment on Caleb Williams' progress. He says, I think our head coach takes care of that. And I mean, it's like, so that stuff is amazing. If there is dysfunction higher within the McCaskies, it's not making its way to the GM, the head coach, and the players in the ways that it used to, Rami. That's the difference. And that's where Kevin Warren does deserve some credit. It's kind of like when the Lions brought in Chris Spielman to advise Sheila Hamp Ford, or Ford Hamp, I always forget which one goes first. But, you know, Chris Spielman created a buffer between a family business and the football side. And that's what Kevin Warren has done. And it's working really, really well so far.
You know, Matt, you bring up a good point. Last year, when the head coach got fired on that Black Friday, like Rami said, and they kept Poles, and it was going to go to pairing him with Ben Johnson, I said, okay, I think the Bears have finally figured something out. It's GM head coach partnership, right?
Yes.
Two talented guys in the two most important positions, and it can't be just one-sided. It's got to be a true partnership. And if you have a partnership with a great GM and a partner, and I got to say, Ryan Poles, what he has done with that roster, I've been impressed with each and every year, even if it hasn't been successful to the tunes of a lot of wins during the seasons. I've watched that team progress over the last 3-4 years, and now you got a head coach that can implement with that. I think that's the secret, and that's why I think Chicago right now doesn't necessarily scare me, but next year, the following year, and down this Ben Johnson era will actually scare me as a Packer fan.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned something about that yesterday, and some people react, including the producers, like, ooh, John Kuhn says they're still a year or two away. So that means you think the Packers are going to win Sunday and maybe both these games?
You think
the Bears are going to fade back down to second or third in this division? Is that what you're expecting?
Yeah, and let me ask you, Matt, when you watch the games, when I watch the games here with the Bears, and believe me, I've been on a lot of teams in the NFL, and I've covered a lot of teams in the NFL, and to the Packers' credit, there's been a lot of years that they've been dominant. So when you sprinkle in a year that teams need to be complicit for them to rack up victories, sometimes it gets masked by the fact that they've had Hall of Fame quarterbacks and they've always been dominant. But you can feel on the inside that the opponents are making it a magical season for them because they're complicit. When I watch the Bears, a lot of their opponents are complicit in these victories that they have. It's not like the Packers just had in Detroit where both teams played really good and the Packers still won the football game. How do you feel when you watch them?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And there's been a lot of takeaways, but the Bears are really good at getting those takeaways. Like the two takeaways they had in Philly, Kevin Byard baited the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, which he has done all year, and then busted his ass to get there. It was a brilliant interception. Jalen Hurts doesn't throw a lot of them. And Deshaun Wright went around and stripped the ball on the tush push because instead of just complaining about it and hoping the league makes it illegal like you guys do, the Bears actually figured out a way to defend it. And that's what they've done, John. But to your point, this win on Black Friday changed the conversation. Mm-hmm. Because the Eagles no one has ever run for that kind of yards on the Eagles, like since 1973. That offense, that defensive line with Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and those middle backers were made to look foolish and ridiculous on the road at their place. That Eagles offensive line was dominated. I know the Eagles have some dysfunction, and you could argue that they were complicit, but they're still 8-4 and just won a Super Bowl. The Bears ran for 281 yards on them. If the Bears can do that, I think they can run on anybody. And you know, Mr. Fullback, the run game travels. So look, I don't think they're as good as Green Bay, but I didn't think they were as good as Philly. I still don't think they're as talented as Philly, but as I watch that game, and really every game, there is no question which team has been more unified, more competitive, more motivated, and more connected and communicative. There's just no question. They've got that specialness going on in a big, big way, and that can make you better than some of the sum of their parts. And then if Caleb does a few special plays, that touchdown to Kmet, man, running to his left when he had the check down open on second down, and he overruled the check down, overruled his head coach, because sometimes that's what the quarterback has to do, right? He's the one in the cockpit. He said, I think I got a guy. And he hit him. Whew. That's like, so we might be, if we're seeing Caleb develop in real time to make a few of those special plays, in addition to the run game and the defense, now with a lot of people back, then maybe they can beat anybody. So maybe they're not a year or two away if those kind of things happen. The way that they dominated the Eagles changes the conversation and the ceiling on the season.
Matt Spiegel of Spiegel & Holmes on 670 The Score down in Chicago, our guest for a couple more minutes here. You said there, Spiegs, you don't think they're better than Green Bay. Where do you think Green Bay is better, and what about this matchup, if anything, maybe scares you a little bit, or you think gives Green Bay a little bit of an edge on Sunday?
Well, first of all, Jordan Love, his last eight games, what, he's been 70% in six of them. I think he's got 13 touchdowns and two picks in the last eight games. He's playing at a very high level. I miss the other one. I miss the bad Jordan Love. I hope that guy comes back. And then, look, Micah Parsons is special, and Rashawn Gary can still ball. But, I mean, Micah's outrageous, and the Bears will try to scheme to mitigate him. But Caleb can get cocky sometimes and think he's Harry Houdini because he has been. But we saw it against the Steelers in the end zone when he thought he could beat J.J. Watt with some kind of moves, and J.J. just sort of slowed down and waited for him and got him. So I worry about that stuff coming back to bite Caleb a little bit, and this would be a bad matchup for that on the road with two real good edge rushers. So, I mean, that's what scares me. And the way that Ben Johnson talked about your defense, Green Bay defense as a whole, especially the safeties, like his respect for McKinney and for Evan Williams is through the roof. And understandably, if those guys can stay back and eliminate some of the downfield targets, and you can rush with four, which you've been able to do, what, 30th in blitzing, at least going into last week, are the Packers, then that's a recipe for beating the Bears if your offense can score 24, 27, or 30. That's a good recipe to beat the Bears.
I would agree with you there, Matt, because you mentioned a throw out of Caleb Williams just last week, and it was a great throw. It was one throw. We've been watching Jordan Love put four, five, six of those together in the game. I think Caleb Williams is a bit away from that type of level of play right now, as we watch him also miss open receivers on simple 10-yard out routes from time to time. The growth of Caleb Williams needs to take place.
Yeah, but it is happening in real time. It's happening verbally, and it's happening in the game. So is it, and I don't know, it's like a real question that I ask you because you've been around a lot of young quarterbacks, Could it happen in front of our eyes? Could it happen right here? Because I'll tell you what, on that last drive before he threw the Kmet touchdown, he put a little touch on a couple third down balls instead of just throwing his typical fastballs. And I was like, ooh, look at that, even before the touchdown. So sometimes the light bulb goes on, and maybe we're seeing that. That's the hope anyway.
That is the hope out of Chicago Bear fans. The hope out of Packer fans is the defense plays the way it does. Is there any hemming and hauling out of you about the Packers and not having to put people in the box? I mean, to me, the recipe for the Bears is simple. run the football like you did last week. And a lot of us up here don't think that's going to be the case at Lambeau with our linebackers and the way this defensive front is playing. Now, Devontae Wyatt's out for the rest of the season for the Green Bay Packers, so that bodes some good confidence for the Bears. But what do you think you can do this 2 weeks in a row against two really stout defenses?
Man, it's a fun question. Road game travels, right? 281 yards last week, 280 some against Cincinnati. Both of those on the road. Caleb under center almost exclusively these days, which is something we weren't sure he was going to be able to do, and he's doing it really well. So not too many false starts because you're going silent a lot on the road. Last week they got everybody going sideways. And then the running backs worked in concert with the line to cut it back as soon as they saw those guys going sideways. And they just gashed them. The Bears have the most 10-plus rushing yard plays of any team in football by a lot. They got like 54, and the next one is 47. They got the most explosive plays of any team in football, 94 more than any team. They're finding ways to get explosives, even with Caleb's inaccuracies. And that's and a lot of it is in that run game. So I don't know, man. It's a really good O-line coach, and it's a really, really smart offensive mind in Ben Johnson and Declan Doyle executing the plan. I think they can run on anybody. I don't know if they'll run enough, but I mean, you give me an over-under 150 yards rushing, I'm taking that over.
They average
more than that. They average more than that. Wow. They're in the Bills. Are the only teams that average more than that.
We've done this crossover interview. I jumped on your guys' show yesterday. You jumped on with us today. I think there needs to be a friendly wager in place. The loser goes out and buys a hat of the other team and has to wear it the entire week going into week 16. Fair?
Beags, are you down?
I cannot accept these terms, Mr. Kim.
So what terms are you willing to throw up there, Mr. 150 yards rushing in the game?
Let's negotiate the terms. I'll have the hat nearby in the studio.
No, I can't.
I lived through Aaron Rodgers, my friend. I can't do it. And Brett Favre. Look at this.
The Bears are having a magical season, very similar to the Giants a few years ago with Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. And now they're in position to be not just the first place team in the NFC North, but the first place team in the NFC. And he won't even take a wager to
like
wear a hat.
I like the idea of the bet, but wearing the hat, the hat implies affection. And I can't have that. I can't abide that. We got to think, Robbie.
Isn't this a friendly rivalry? Both Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson came out and said it's a friendly rivalry.
I noticed Matt LaFleur didn't mention Ben yesterday as he ran down the entire list of Bears employees. Pretty much, he called out the O-line coach Declan Doyle. He called out equipment manager Tony Medlin. I believe he praised Staley, the mascot, even, but before he got to Ben Johnson. He mentioned Ryan Poles. I mean, what the hell?
So
that ain't
not
friendly.
So friendly.
No, not Speaking, so friendly
why,
is right.
Why don't we just make the wager, you know, what politicians always do? I happen to know John is a big fan of, I don't know if he wants me revealing this on the air, of Chicago deep dish pizza, specifically the Lou Malnati's variety that you can get delivered to you frozen. Is there a Wisconsin delicacy that you enjoy and one of you sends the other, one of your state's finest foods if the other team were to win the football game on Sunday? Is there a Wisconsin food that you really like, Matt Spiegel?
I really love a good veal brat with kraut. A perfect brat with kraut that you know of, some kind of pack of those. Or if you want to go the curds of your choice, I'm game as well.
Okay.
How about that?
John, will you send him some curds if the Bears win and he sends you a Lou Malnati's deep dish if
yes,
the Packers win?
Yes, absolutely. Right. I will take a pizza next Tuesday. Right. I got no problem with that. but I really want the hat to be engaged here at some point in time.
I'm telling you, in the studio, then I can look disdainfully at the hat, but it'll be there. You know what I mean? Consider that, John. All right, consider that.
How about the hat on the desk and the food item?
Can, yeah, can, that, can, that's
Can we do that? And John, you'll have a Bears hat on your desk if the Bears win, and you'll send Matt some cheese curds. Is that fair?
Okay, that sounds fine.
All right, there's the bet.
Good job, Rami. Way to go, Rami.
See, I'm the arbitrator here. I sit in the middle.
But it's not a good deal because both sides aren't happy. Right? I'm not happy. I want the hat to be worn.
I can't do it, John.
That is Matt Spiegel. Spiegel and Holmes afternoons on our sister station down in Chicago. 670 The Score. Our guest for the last few minutes on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all. Spiegs, really appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
You got it, guys. Enjoy your day.
There's Matt Spiegel joining us. I think that's a fair bet. You might get a pizza out of this. Wouldn't you rather eat a pizza, delicious Chicago style?
I guess I'd rather take something rather than nothing, but no, I want the punishment. That's why we're playing the sound of Ben Johnson all week long. I want the punishment now, right? We are playing that up so that the karma of dancing on Ben Johnson's words take place. We are manifesting this thing.
How do you talk that big game that Spiegs just talked and compare Ben Johnson to Mike Ditka and all
he
of this.
He just said he was the biggest person. He just said he was the biggest
bet.
Personality.
From a hat bet? Come on now.
He also said in that interview thinks the Packers are a better football team. No. Did he not?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Did he not just say that?
You can't sit there and talk a big game and then back down from a bet.
He knows they've had a magical season this year, and a lot of bounces have gone their way. And he, just like many people that watch very closely of the Chicago Bears, are waiting for that proverbial slipper to fall off this team. It may not. Magic sometimes lasts a really long time. But for this team, it's lasted 12 weeks and has them in first place in the NFC. I cannot see it lasting too much longer.
Speaking of something is better than nothing, anything you can donate to help out the 19th annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest is greatly appreciated, and you can make a donation by heading on down to Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Rawson Avenue in Oak Creek, where our volunteers are out there all week long from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. through Friday. You can drop off some cash, drop off some toys. If you can't make it out there, whether you might be listening on 99.7 FM WNFL in Green Bay, 93.9 The Game in Wausau, 710 The Game in Duluth Superior. Maybe you don't want to drive 2 hours to drop off a toy or some cash. We understand that. That's why we made it real easy for you. Go to WISportsRadio.com. You can make a donation there, or you can text TOYS to 34984. Like I said, our volunteers are out there from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. all week long. Sparky doing Wisconsin Sports Daily out there from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. every day. You want to say hi to Spark, take a selfie with him. It's a lot of head. He has a big head, so you're going to have to get creative with the camera angles, but he will take a selfie with you. All you got to do is make a donation of some cash or some toys down there at Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Rawson Avenue in Oak Creek. Or like I said, you can't make it out there, WISportsRadio.com, or text TOYS to 34984. Speaking of toys, that is going to be the subject of our random power rankings coming up next right here on 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.